is Cole Kublik?
No idea.
This could be trouble.
Now with the call, Cole Kublik.
Auburn.
We just talked to Cole Kublik a little while ago.
You watch him now on the screen.
It's bad ball. It's bad football.
That was Jim Bellett, number 61.
I get.
Speak up, please.
Get you some of that, Jalen Tabor.
Is that good enough for you?
I'm almost embarrassed.
You can be miserable, but they are going to be miserable with you.
I said what I said.
We have to score.
What an exciting time in America.
And here he is, having the time of his life.
Don't clap. That could be tough. Don't clap.
Songs?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Ever been down?
This song may be as played out as any song was in its day. Because this, you could use this for like motivational highlights of like teams that made the tournament. You could use this for like romantic comedy movies, Sports Center top 10,
or you can do it to say goodbye to a legendary show.
I thought you were going to say legendary host, but it's all right. If you want to include yourself in that, that's, I get it.
Now we're playing for ourselves? You going on Russell Westbrook on me?
Bama B. Rich tweeting in, so are we going to get At Jocks Roundtable Live starting tomorrow on Adam Sports? Hashtag too soon. Yeah.
It's too soon. It's too.
Haven't even closed the coffin yet.
Stop. Let the body cool.
Come
then
on.
We can start talking about the plans to clean up the morgue.
Red S. Arky tweeting in, I'm too sad to be mad.
Oh, buddy. I hear you. This last 54 minutes is going to be bad. Let's start it with Ryan, who's hanging out.
Good morning,
Ryan.
Good morning, Ryan.
Please be the Ryan I want it to be. Ryan? Klesko? Ryan.
Howard.
Okay, I'm going to go with he's not there.
Nolan? You think he just put the phone down? He's just like, I'm tired of waiting.
Hold on, let's try again.
Ryan?
It's the last show. We deserve better than this. Call us with some real calls. 866-485-9867. Next segment is the last ever Arky Reese rap on the Cube Show. It's going to be pretty fantastic. It's going to be pretty fantastic.
Ray Sibley says, get that centuries bump in before you go out. Is that what that was just then?
No.
Bittersweet centuries?
No. Bittersweet symphony, Cole. Oh. Come on now.
I thought it was bittersweet centuries.
No one, we cannot destroy the show's credibility by playing that century song.
How much
we made fun of that during, no, we're not doing it now. These are commercial log discrepancy sheets.
You going for the Jim Rome effect here? Before?
Some little face lettuce. What is up? Jim Rome here. Rack 'em. Stack 'em. Come on, clones.
All right, so if you are, there, like Arky said, there may be some people that aren't really tuned into social media. This is the final Cube Show. This is it. This is over. I appreciate Diet Cole and Fair joining us in studio, though. It was nice of them to come hang out.
Yeah.
How many shows interns just want to come hang out because they know it's your last show?
Two.
Yep, that's it. The only two ever.
We got two. Although
it's never happened
Brandy
before.
Brandy Nicole has tweeted in. So is Hunter Machnika. So is Colin Holiday. Those are three guys that have gotten through the into the program. But this is your last.
Is it
chance.
Weird that some people that you tell me they're interns, but I don't really remember them interning? I'm not kidding. I'm not going to say which ones, but like, I don't remember some of those people being interns ever.
CTE, man. CTE killing you, man. That's why I'm going for this experimental surgery tomorrow. By the way, I root for you during the surgery.
Are you going to be there with pom-poms or?
Like, you wearing your cheerleader outfit? What are you rooting for me?
Whatever you want. Whatever you want, big guy.
You're rooting for, like, a good outcome? Or you're rooting for...
I'm there to throw the flags.
Science?
I'm there to root for the flags and the penalties. Good. That's what I'm for. That is what I'm rooting for. So 866-485-9867 is your last chance to get in. Probably this segment, because next segment we'll have a bit. And then the last segment will be me and Cole saying our goodbyes to each other.
Oh, stop it. I can't do that.
It is. Plus, I got to give him a trophy.
Matthew Knowles tweets at Cube Show, can listeners come by and hang out for my surgery? I don't think they let you back there. But
you can get to a certain point.
You can meet us in the lobby.
If you're in Athens for the next 35, 40 minutes, we could probably get you... Just shove you in the program.
Where's the guy that said he was bringing...
Diet Cole is going to make sure no one has a gun.
Where's the guy that said he was bringing biscuits and everything in this morning? So he took the day off work.
Is that Dan Bolliard or is that somebody else?
What happened, Dan?
I don't know. Maybe he was just being nice.
We've got a lot of people in this studio that need to be fed.
Look, I'm past at this point. I also do want to mention that...
here we go.
CubeShowShirts.com. Diet Cole is wearing the Cube Show shirt. Cole, where'd you put that picture out from?
I'm going to tweet it from Cube Show right now. Or actually, Cumulus Corporate is tweeting it from...
Cube Show shirt, which Diet Cole says very, very feels very good. It's like a graphic tee that's actually done really well, right? He's the two thumbs up. I'm sorry, he doesn't have a microphone. We don't get a third mic.
Nope.
Well, everything stayed the same. So I do also want to mention, get that CubeShowShirts.com. That's kind of a memorial thing at this point.
Memorial?
Yeah, it's basically, you know. Also, the Butt Bama shirts are there. So CubeShowShirts. Bama shirts, Butt Bama shirts.
How does that shirt feel? Because I don't have one.
They're in pre-order. Touch him. Yeah, touch him. He's right there.
No, I'll wait until I get mine.
Can I touch him?
If I ever get mine.
Now your shirt. Now your...
Ray wants to join into the show. Carl Prather wants to join in the show. Bob? Question mark?
Carl! I tell you what, if this phone call drops, I'm kicking your ass, RT.
Wow. I know it's the last show, but let's keep it G-rated here. Carl, calm down. It's okay.
Your new dad. He's just tired from all the night sleep.
You getting any sleep yet?
Yes, probably. He only wakes up like twice in the night.
Well, it'll happen. It'll start coming around. Carl, we want to hear the listeners want to hear what your reaction was when Billy Bob and his drummer hung up on Arky Shea live on air. You're sitting across from him.
Yeah, that was a little awkward. The first thing that I thought to myself, I didn't know he had a band. What's it called? The Box Cutters? What is it?
I think it is the Box Cutters.
It's the Turd Cutters.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Fly Swatters.
But I didn't know he had a band or whatever. So then, you know, I don't know. It was a little random. But wasn't this Arky's like second time trying to talk to that guy?
Oh yeah, it had happened before.
Terrible. He was different. But I mean, you can't trust anybody that has like vials of blood wrapped around his neck.
Fact. Carl knows what's up. You can't trust that guy. He's even though he played a great role in one of my favorite movies, in Armageddon, you can't trust him.
Can't trust him. Did anyone go to his show that was here? There's like three people there?
No one went.
Yeah, I did.
They canceled it.
You canceled.
So what's up? Why is this the last day of the Cube Show? What's up with this?
We're tired of getting up early, Carl. That's what it is. We just decided. Cole's got surgery. And he wants to take some time off radio, and we said, well, we'll just kill the show then. We'll take all this vacation and surgery time.
We'll just shut it down for good.
Yeah. So Cole wants some time away, and that's fine. So it leaves me in the dust. So me and Diet Cole and Farrah will do a show, I guess.
Make it work.
Mm. Carl, you want to fill in?
Permanently?
No. But the other thing I wanted to say, though, seriously, that you guys are great. Been a great show. Good to listen to in the mornings. You know, keep fighting a good fight, Cole. I know you're probably going to do some awesome things. Arky, well, you know. I do want to say, seriously, though, you guys are great. Enjoy listening to you all over the last couple of years. And wish you well, whatever the hell you all are going to do.
Carl, appreciate you helping out with the show and filling in, man. Always good stuff.
Hey, can we co-anchor the news or something?
I think we should be able to do that.
Absolutely. First of all, Arky, what do you want to do? And then, Cole, what do you want to do?
I just want to be on the lead desk. That's what I want your headlines starting tonight. That's what I want to do.
I would like to do weather.
Cole, Cole, we can work that. We can work that out. Arky, we never say what you just said ever.
No. I want to come up with my own thing. Is what I'm saying. This is I would start the show with a new twist on. Is what I'm saying. I've come in fresh blood.
I want to do one of those segments where the Humane Society brings all the dogs. And you're like hanging out in there and holding them. And I get to hold all the puppies.
Now, if they adopt a pet segment, Cole Kubler.
Here he is. All right, Carl. Thanks, man. Appreciate everything you've done. All right, Carl Prather from
Channel 48. Love Carl.
WAFF.
Carl's nice. He's a good dude.
I want to get your thoughts on this before we move forward. Let's because we got some people on the phones, but before we actually get to 10 after tweets, Bueller tweets in. I want to know if you think we should maybe actually do this or not.
Oh, we got 40 minutes. I got a lot of stuff I got to do.
He tweets, I know it's the end and all, but are we going to talk about the biggest tournament in sports at all today?
La Liga? What's happening? What am I missing out on? The NIT?
Just asking. He wants us to talk about it.
Do you think the NCAA tournament?
Do you think Auburn gets past Charleston?
In what?
The NCAA 2018 men's basketball tournament.
I don't know. That's my analysis. How about that? I haven't had a week to settle on it. Come on, chill out.
Ty Cole, does Auburn get past Charleston? He says yes. Farrah? She says maybe. All right.
You don't know who Charleston is. I don't know who Charleston is.
Real Southern gentleman, dude.
A moment from real Southern gentlemen.
Well, when I looked at them teams in the Arkansas, yeah, I see them boys in Charleston, boy, they know how to play.
No, Auburn coming.
They put them hands on the floor.
Like Duke did, like a bunch of idiots. Slapping the court like they ain't come from old money.
I like Buck Neal.
Buck's a fine fella. Charles, I like him as well.
I say this anytime when you're talking about the NCAA tournament, you can't go wrong with Duke.
Have you made your
Duke can never let you down.
Have you made your due payment to Mike Pearl, the head coach of Auburn University?
You gonna tell me you ain't excited to see Georgia State in the tournament?
Do they play Coach Avery? I appreciate a
good... They play them Yankees from Cincinnati.
I appreciate a short coach who's actually average height.
I did notice that them Buffalo Bills made the tournament as well.
They usually don't make it past the AFC Championship game.
Now, Providence is one that I enjoy the restaurants that they have there, but going up against in the Fountain is nice, but going up against Texas and
Colton,
A&M is not a good matchup
there. That's waspy money. We like to keep it down here southern. Like molasses. You have any molasses lately?
Got away from it there a little bit.
There ain't enough of that.
Yeah, not enough southern teams in this tournament. Ray wants to join in. Good morning, Ray.
Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Ray Dog!
Rag him.
I didn't do it. That was 12 years ago. Can we move on?
Nope.
Nope, it's our last show.
It's probably more than that.
Is it really 12 years ago?
I'm sure it's still embedded in that computer that's in the studio there, Arky. It's this
We can't get things from a month ago, much less 12 years ago.
I just played the Heat Water Pipe Show. Knock it off.
Yeah, that rotates.
So it's got the memory of me and Cole, which is they can't remember anything.
There you go.
That's comforting.
Yep.
But it's been real. Cole's made his rounds in Huntsville. He's done the turnabout. I was going to ask if we were going to get a Southern gentleman send off, and you did it. So fantastic.
Roll Tide.
Wow, getting that in. How many times has he played that?
Too many. Too many. He's going to force it in.
He just played it once. That's too many.
That's his thing.
That works. It's prom night all over again.
It's what he does.
That's it. But thanks for all of the laughs, guys. I believe I can speak for everybody who listens. Is you made our days better by just being foolish.
Aw, we were serious some, Ray.
We did talk ball
some. Well, don't speak for Archie too much now.
No, I won't.
Hey, I just played for the fact that I predicted Alabama and Auburn to both be in. I played 3 hours
three
ago.
Hours ago.
I predicted both of them to be
but
in
you
the
were serious once? That's the only time you were serious. That works.
No, actually, I've got another time in 10 After Tweets. We're going to get to that in just a moment.
Did I do some typing?
Paul Levine and Billy Bob Thornton dropped the mic on you when you were trying to be serious. So, I don't know if that track record really resonates with you.
Well, Ray, we appreciate you being a listener to the show and all the support, man. Thanks a lot.
Good luck with your surgery tomorrow.
Thank you.
Healthy recovery.
Thank you. Why is the alarm going off?
Final show.
Bob?
I don't know a lot of Bobs. Who's writing?
Bob?
Who is this?
Now let's go to Bob on the phone.
Is this Bob?
Has a question mark by his name. Is why. Bob? Are you there, Bob?
This is Bama Bob. What's up, fellas?
Hey, not much,
Bama Bob. Welcome to the doghouse. I mean, welcome to the Cube Show. Did you hang up on him?
How are you, Bob?
Oh, are you hanging up on him? Okay, press hold. I'm doing something.
Wow.
Okay, now put it. Hang up.
That's press exactly that the way again. The press show should go again. Out. This is, press this again. Is good.
Bob, are That's you it. There? Bob.
I hear him.
Okay, that may be him calling.
Bob?
One of those is probably Bob. Bob, I'm not sure we should feel doing just instructions on answering the phone. Yeah, forget number one. Go to number two. Answer number two.
Wow. Should we get to 10 after tweets?
Answer number three.
By the way, there's a neurologist who says he's calling the show to talk to us, and we hung up on him. Is Diacol running the phones again, hanging up on people? It's great. Good.
Hang up on everybody.
Can we go to 10 After Tweets music,
there's
please?
No one there.
Get something. Yeah, there he is. That's it.
Bring me the tweets!
There's no one there.
One last time.
If you're a neurologist trying to call the Cube Show.
Brad Jones, at RBJones19, tweets, at Cube Show Fitting, just rejected a call from a neurologist I'm supposed to make an appointment with to keep listening to the last show. At Cole Kubik, at Arkishay, CTE with Cube, ?
Hold on. Did we reject the call, or did he reject
the
call?
No, I think he rejected the call trying to make an appointment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brad, we appreciate it, man.
At EagleEye19 tweets, tried to call, but my phone dropped at Cube Show. Y'all's show was amazing. Glad I found it when I moved to Huntsville. Y'all also gave me my first time on air 2 years ago. As the... Oh, you're holding
up. I'm holding up the four quarters. We're in the fourth hour.
No, so that's it?
We're in the fourth hour, maybe. We're in the fourth hour.
We're going to get the rhino in there. Got it. Charles Kramer tweets in, it's been a good ride, guys. Thanks for all the fun. Hashtag go Bills. Not with what happened over the weekend. What are the Browns doing, by the way? They're just moving everybody.
How about take your ball talk and go away? This is not the time or the place.
All right. Following on my laces tweets, the Southern gentleman, a tradition unlike any other, is the only thing we need now is some Jamaican air horn and nerd sports writer. I'm surprised it's taken us 3.5 hours to get to that, honestly.
Almost made it, guys. We almost made it. We almost got through without the air horn. Oh, man, we were filling up the phone. This is crazy.
And in the South region, you've got Virginia, the one seed, taking on UMBC. The Creighton, the 8 seed, will be taking on Kansas State, the 9 seed. Mm-hmm. Kentucky draws the 5 seed. They'll play Davidson, a 12 seed in the South region. Arizona with the 4 seed. They'll play Buffalo, who's the 13 seed. Villanova, the 1 seed in the East. Down in the Midwest region, you've got Kansas, the 1 seed. And Xavier, your final 1 seed in the 2018 NCAA March Madness Bracket Tournament.
Man, your credentials should be revoked.
They already did.
Hey, are you still doing TV work?
Not today, no.
They fire you from that, too? So this is
radio. Who said I got fired?
Let's be real. People are starting to see through our charade.
Sue Allen tweets in at Cube Show, yes, go Bills. glad that both of the Buffalo fans in town got into the show today. It's good. Thank you, guys. Zach Green tweets, praying all goes well with the surgery tomorrow, buddy. Thank you, Zach. I'm going to need it, especially after this show. William Wise, at the Wise Choice 17, tweets, at Cube Show, not sure what I'm going to miss more, at Cole Cubic Knowledge of Football, or at Arky Shea Comical Rants. See, that's the thing. Arky doesn't think they're comical. They're serious to him.
Seriously, Tim Tebow does not deserve the spot he's been given, but whatever. You know what? He's got silver bats. What does he got to do? Well, I guess that's a good award. That's a silver slugger, so that's all right, I guess. And this text comes from Rock Warrior. I'll miss the show. Roll Tide.
Rock Warrior. Where's he been this whole time? All you guys are coming in, that are tweeting in for the first time ever. Maybe we'd still be around if you guys wouldn't have waited until the last day to show up.
He listened. He texts into the show. He's just not a Twitter guy. I know you don't associate with people who don't do Twitter, but...
Text, call, tweet, Facebook.
He's texting a bunch.
You just ignored him.
No, I read them on the air. We just get two texts a day, and I don't want to read all of them.
At Red Ass Cole tweets, Johnny on a cell, you will be missed. It's true. It's fair. How about this one for a little throwback Monday? Bill Clark, at Bill Dizzle, tweets, at 8 minutes ago, waiting for the blog post from both of you guys on, quote, real reason we left that Cube Show.
Dad.
God, there's a certain segment of people that means so much to that actually get that. Not many of you know, but the ones who do, that is a strong, strong tweet. It deserves a...
I buried that station in that blog post. They're still looking up at dirt. Dirt.
Put their hands in the dirt.
Still looking up at dirt after that. That's my most read blog post ever, still. And I have blog posts that have thousands and thousands of views. That one probably would have more if I didn't delete it. Legal reasons.
Greg Wise tweets, Daylight Savings Time killed at Cube Show. Matthew Knowles, can listeners come by and hang out? Yeah.
Y'all, we're running out of time.
Come on.
At 9:55, Cole and I are heading to the road and just never looking back.
Chris Crow tweets at Cube Show, only one effing hour left in history. Hashtag damn it. Hashtag BS. Hashtag F. Hashtag red ass.
Bama Tackle says, sending off with another people's music at Arky Shea saying welcome to the doghouse. Hashtag appropriate. It's been a good run, boys. Yeah. Only one guy gets the doghouse now. It's Tom Abraham, 2-6.
Do you remember this? Patrick Chambers tweets, at Patrick Chamb3RS, at Cube Show, gonna miss the show, guys. Never will forget the day at Arky Shea flipped a wrong switch on the switchboard, and y'all couldn't take commercial breaks for 3 hours.
How great was that? There was one other thing I wanted to do this summer that we're not going to get to do, and I'm sad now because of it. And Cole, I'll talk to you about this. I wanted to do an entire show, no commercials. So if we had to pee, someone had to come in and fill up the bucket underneath.
Michael says it's called a podcast.
People don't pay to be on podcasts. People do commercials to pay to be on radio. But you never hear that on terrestrial radio. So I wanted to experiment and play with that. I thought that would be fun. Now, it could have been awful, but I thought it'd be fun to experiment with.
There's so many tweets coming in.
There is.
Everybody's trying to get in last
one. We can get some of those, but we do have almost full phone lines. Probably.
Bradley Hamner tweets at Cube Show, thanks for everything, guys. Pray the surgery goes well. At Cole Cubic, mornings won't be the same. Thank you very much for that. We'll go to the phones now. Dirty Dave is with us. We got to get to Dirty Dave before we get out of here. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, fellas. Oh, what a sad day. I have had better days. This is, you guys are leaving, and started my Avicare cleanse today too. So,
too much information. Too much information.
I hear cleanse, and I tune out.
Hey guys, no, for real. What I will never forget, honestly, is I will tell my kids about this someday when we are on the golf course. I will say I once watched a guy throw a golf ball around and annihilate another guy hitting a golf ball with actual clubs.
I appreciate you putting the annihilation part in there as well, because that's fair and accurate. It was close.
For sure. That was one of the best days of radio that I've ever been involved with anybody. But I was actually in Tunica a couple of weeks ago, sitting at a table with a guy from Huntsville who listened to your show. And when I told him I listened to the show too, he recognized me.
So wow.
He was like, "Are you Dirty Dave?" Yeah.
This show, man. Crazy.
But yeah, it's been real, guys. I'll never forget. I'll be honest with you. When you guys first came on the air, when it was Cube Kid back in the day on a different station, I wasn't a huge fan. It took me about a week or so to get going with you guys. But after that, I've been locked in 100%. And from a Bama fan, I can tell you, every time a Bama fan said they didn't listen to you, I told them, I said, "That's just because you're a butt Bama guy. I promise you." Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
Dave, you've been great.
You guys, I wish you all the best. Cole, I will be following you wherever you go. Same to you, Arky.
Thank you, Dave. Really do appreciate that.
Dave, God bless you,
brother.
Good
stuff. Dave's been great for a long time. Bob, with no question mark, joins in this time. Good morning, Bob.
No, it's the same one. This will be the second Bob drop call.
Well, hopefully we won't drop this one. How you doing, Bob?
Hands off, everybody.
I'm doing great, fellas. I just want to first of all say a fond farewell to y'all guys, and love y'all brothers. And
thank you.
I want to give just put you in the realm of broadcast genre. I would put y'all right now up there with Ed McMahon and Johnny Carson. And,
wow.
Some words of wisdom for all the listeners would be never buy a minivan, because after that everything goes downhill.
Oh, Bob.
I'm a Bama fan.
That's true.
Cole, I want to give you a war eagle, an Arky. When you're on the stage, break a leg, bro. Peace out.
Thanks, Bob.
Great stuff,
appreciate
Bob.
That,
war
man.
Damn eagle.
He's right.
To you
ever
too.
Since you got this minivan, CTE surgery, show's gone off the air, we've gone to hell.
That's a fair point that you make there.
There's some bad juju in that minivan. You need to...
I drove it for the first time this weekend, by the way.
Ironically, guess what gets announced this weekend?
Carlton joins into the show. Good morning, Carlton.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Doing well.
What a really good connection you have.
Yeah.
We are not used to that here.
We are not used to that. You know, it's kind of funny. I'll follow up with Dave after the Cube Show Challenge. That was, and then Dave was sitting at a table in Tunica. I think he took about $50 off of me that day, because I thought there was no way somebody can throw a golf ball and beat somebody with clubs. There's just no way that was possible, but alas, it happens.
Yeah. Hey, all things are possible through Christ who strengthens me.
I did it.
I gotta thank you guys, because for probably 2 years, my morning school drop-off routine consisted of Kids Bop. After some negotiations with my daughter, she became a fan of Cube Show, which was good. And then the my daughter died commercial. And she could pick that out in the first two bars, and the mute button was hit, and we laughed about it. So, guys, thank you all. It's been fun.
Well, we appreciate your support, Carlton. Good stuff, man. Thank you very much.
I hope the opposite happens for your daughter. Continues to live.
Before we go to
what?
Break,
that's technically a good wish.
Matty Ice parentheses light at MPSLEE78 tweets at Cube Show. I wasn't a believer at first, but you guys converted me, and I'm really going to miss you guys on my drive to work.
I miss you guys too.
Mm. Our conversion rate sounds like 100 today, by the way. I know it's not, but just saying. The Rubik's Cube look is perfect.
Hey, it's Conrad tweets, did Ed Arky Shea actually say people don't pay to advertise on a podcast? # what happened when that Cube Show broke my heart. To be fair, there's about 4 podcasts that actually make money. Conrad has like 2 of them. So
I was going
to
say 3.
So congratulations to him, because he's actually the one that's against the curve.
All right.
My podcast currently doesn't make any money.
There you go. We will get to a break, and when we come back, Arky reads rap one last time.
How do I say goodbye to what we had, the good time that made us laugh, I'll wake them back. I thought we'd get forever, so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
We have developed an audience here.
Why are you making fun of me for putting my jacket on?
Because this is the cool guy segment, and you're wearing a cool guy jacket, and...
It's just a jacket. It's cold in here.
Sure, sure.
Dale Jackson's the only one that would blast the air conditioning when it's 40 outside.
Dale knows there were snow showers.
My studio's hot! I think he's the only one in the building. He's one of the reasons I'm leaving, if everyone wanted to know. A big one.
I didn't need to leave with that.
Like if there was a pie of Y cubes leaving, Dale Jackson's, he's 60-70% of it.
He's a
gotta get out of
big
here.
Old chunk.
You said you played that song earlier, but you said, I just wanted to play it again?
Yeah.
You just like it that much?
No, I just want to, like, I have the feels right now.
Okay.
I have the feels.
Well, we should probably move on from that.
And now, Arky reads rap.
For the final time, I don't read, I perform.
Did you ever perform this song? The intro music song?
The Weird Al Yankovic song?
Yeah. What is the
White and Nerdy? Did you want me to read White and Nerdy?
Actually, that actually might work. What has been your favorite Arky Reed's rap performance?
The one where I got to yell, "She's a gun too." Was pretty good.
Ludacris.
Was pretty good.
Use a hoe.
Also, whoa, not what I said at
no,
all.
No, we're talking garden tools.
Not
here.
At all. That's what all right. I said. Not at all what I said. Also, the
I
song
said
that
got me use a.
The leanest, meanest penis. You ain't never seen this.
That was hypnotized by Biggie. Great beat.
But and
sometimes you don't even know certain songs have certain lyrics until you hear Arky read them on the air. And it wows you.
And Licky Boom Boom Down. Those are my top three.
Snow Informer was a really good one as well. That was an early one.
Only a few lyrics stick with me traditionally.
So today.
Oh, Penis Black Like Toby. I forgot about that.
That's
the same.
Hypnotized, yeah.
Penis Black Like Toby.
So today,
I don't even know what that means.
Arky's going to perform one.
It's so out of context.
Arky's going to perform one for the culture today.
What?
We could have gone a lot of different directions with this, but we wanted to go out with something a little bit new age, a little more hip, and something that hopefully you would remember him by for a long time. The song is off the album Culture 2, released in 2018. On Capitol Motown Records.
Intern Fair, all about this.
Your song producer is Pharrell Williams, by the way.
The guy that's happy.
Antonio really hates. He made that clear on Twitter.
The guy with the big hat.
Correct.
Seems happy.
Songwriters is Quavius Marshall, Kirshnick Ball.
That's that Quavo dude, right?
Kirshnick Ball.
Kirshnick?
His name is...
That's right, Kirshnick.
Kirshnick Ball. Kirshnick. Kiarty Cephas and Pharrell Williams, by the way.
Karate writing credits.
Always wondered,
no match for both Cephas, but still close.
How does the fourth or fifth person come in to get writing credits? Do they come in and like change? No. Use this word.
Let me start.
No. Popeye's chicken. Oh, yes. Put me on. I want writing credit on that.
I would like to start by saying woo, 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 woo.
That's not how it goes, but
we'll find out.
The song is Stir Fry by Migos.
I don't know if I'm supposed to be in already.
Crank
here we
that.
Go. Woo, woo. Woo, woo. Woo, woo. Woo, woo. Pretty sure that's how it goes. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime.
Roof.
Trap brother made with the chickens like Popeyes. Money changing colors like they tie-dye. I'm just trying to get it. I ain't trying to die. She got a big old onion booty, make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Hold them hands down, hold the bands down. Hold your mans down. Who told you come around? This that trap sound. Designer clothes, fashion shows. Trap house, made of gold. Control the bag now. No need to brag now. Hey, put the mask down. We living fast now. Finest garden tools, wrist froze. We can go coast to coast. Watch me whip up. Still be real and famous. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Yeah, woo 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 roof. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Gone whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, tunnel vision through my third eye. in that skillet, watch me flip it like it's Five Guys. Look at my pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I see Paddock, check, yeah, boogers, they sit on my neck. I don't regret stuff, yeah. I'm petty, and I don't got a debt. What? You crawl before you walk, you can ball every week. Put my dogs on the wall, gonna ball when you're free. Stop watching me. Democracy, you wanna copy me. Life's monopoly. Go cop me some land and property. AP rolls pink diamonds. Whoa! Whips up the soda. Diamonds off the Royce. Hey! Keep watching me whip up. Still be the real and famous. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Yeah! Oof. Get in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, curry chicken, call a stir fry. Take off, I'm the bird keeper, let the birds fly. Wives trying to make my prize, you a dead guy. Of course I gotta keep watch through my third bird eye. No casket, drop dead fresh, and I got dead guys. Don't discriminate, ball players come in all sizes. Finger roll, post move, or the pick and roll. They mad the way we win, they think we use a cheat code. Why you keep looking at me? I feel like brothers got static. It must be the paddock. Pockets of blue cheese, I'm in the kitchen. The hell? In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Keep watching me whip up, still be real and famous. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime, yeah. Roof. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Roof.
Yeah!
I think that's it.
Studio audience.
That's it. That's it. All right. Yeah.
All right, what do you think that song meant?
The hell's blue cheese doing? It's my pants.
What was the one thing he said? Booger on your what? What was that? Booger, did you mispronounce that? I haven't heard that in the song. What do you think they're talking about here, Arky?
It says, look at my pilgrim. Check out the ceiling. Look at my, hey, look at the blue sky. Skirt! Icy paddock, check, yeah, boogers. They sit on my neck, ice.
Ooh. Farrah, can you help with that?
What's a booger in hip-hop?
Really? Bling. Is it like brown diamonds?
Why are your boogers brown?
Emeralds.
My boogers are like green.
Listen, I'm just making things up as we go here. It is kind of appropriate that we had Paula Deen on and this song talking about in the kitchen, wrist twist like a stir fry. I feel like those two just kind of morphed right together. And I see how you stumbled over some of those verses. Now you know why it's so hard to be a rapper. And you think it's easy. And you've made fun of Migos before for
their... You guys literally gave me 4 minutes of prep time to get this up. So I had to make sure I wasn't cursing.
Listen, this is like the NCAA tournament of Arky Reed's Rap. There's a quick turnaround, okay? You don't get a lot of prep time for your opponent. He's got to be able to go with it.
Yeah, but if Auburn loses to Charleston, they don't get taken off the FCC air.
Did you just lose to Charleston, basically? Is that what you're saying?
You just don't get to go.
All right, do we need one more break, or are we running this thing out?
Let's go one more break. Real quick, get it out.
All right. Back with more Cube Show to finish it off after this.
In that gangsta lean.
Nobody even knows the song because it's so old. You have to go. All right, welcome back into the last 3 or 4 minutes of Cube Show. Whoa, shut that down. We're going to go one more phone call. HH has been hanging on the line for a while, and we appreciate the patience. Good morning, Double H. How are you?
Totally worth it.
Glad we waited on that one.
Totally worth it. Is it because you didn't call him his real name, Triple H? It's different.
Is the light still on? Like, is it? Does it indicate that he's
well,
there?
He's off now.
Oh, he's done. Okay.
Paul Levesque.
Okay.
Paul Levesque, if you're listening, call back in.
We want you to be a part.
Kind of would want you to be a part of this last thing.
A lot of people tweeting in still that we haven't gotten to.
We're going to get some of those. We got to say our goodbye thoughts.
Moose in Huntsville, thank you guys for making my morning drive awesome. Good luck in your next adventure. Hashtag get some of that, Jalen Tabor. KP Kubik tweets at Archie Shade, that was great. Two emoji, laughing faces crying. Chris Crow tweets at Cube Show, really appreciate you guys at Cole Kubik and at Archie Shade. So a lot of folks still coming in. We appreciate that. Taylor Tannenbaum, shout out to at Cube Show as they sign off today. Emoji peace sign, morning suck, but at Cole Kubik and at Archie Shade helped to ease the pain. Hashtag RIP. Hashtag Illy. By the way, we're alive still, and hopefully none of everyone's passing out in the next day or two. So, Ryan Scott, RIP. Here's to landing on y'all's feet, and I know y'all will. So, I don't know. Most people think we're dead, but we're alive. We're still good. Tim McFalls tweets, only one thing left to do. At Arky Shea reads DMX, finish strong at Cube Show. Arky's already read DMX.
X going to give it to you. Is that the guy that died or is that ODB? Which one's dead?
ODB is not alive. I think DMX is currently locked up. But B-Ran tweets at Cube Show, great run, guys. I've been around a long time, and I'm going to miss it. Hashtag, you can't make me like it. B-Ran's one of the OGs. He's been around for a long time. One of our biggest supporters. Really appreciate that. So, all right. So we got to close this thing out. Cube Show's dead. It's done. Yeah, it's over.
Easy.
I'm going to let you do what you got to do first, and then I'll shut it down.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the memories. Your
cool.
turn.
Peace
Your
out. Turn. Holla at you.
Okay. I'll try to keep this brief. This has been the most fun and enjoyable and worthwhile venture I've ever been a part of. Includes my marriage. I hope Ms. Sarka doesn't hear that. This has been the last 3.5 years has been something I didn't think we could ever get done. I did not think that we would ever be able to be allowed to be this free to do what we do best. And as a result, we have been showered with praise because of it, and accolades, and that's really great. But the thing that sucks the most is that when we leave here, that's it. That's it for me and Cole, and this Cube Show from the studio here in Huntsville. And I really could not have asked for a better friend, a better co-host, and a better guy to be able to do this. It's been as fun as I could possibly imagine it. Never before did I think I'd ever get my Tebow thoughts on air. You helped make this a reality, so I am eternally in your debt and thankful for what we've been able to do, and I hope you don't die in your surgery.
Thank you.
And I got you a goodbye gift, actually two of them. I'm going to require that you open them, please.
Okay.
If we get to the round table late, whatever.
In pure Archie fashion of making people open gifts on air.
I did the gift wrapping myself.
It's good, by the way. It's Christmassy.
The wrapping paper is not me. The wrapping I did myself. So, because we didn't get an official award, I got the okay to go make us an award. Because we were, according to industry insiders and experts,
hold that, Dyko.
One of the top 25 mid-market morning shows in the entire country, going against people in St. Louis, Detroit, Pittsburgh. I mean, all the big cities we have no business being a part of.
Loser towns.
And being even there. And we did it back-to-back years. And I got you a plaque that shows that we did it.
You got two of them, so you had me open your plaque as well?
No, one's last year and one's the year before.
16 and 17. Wow.
The last 2 years, we were a top 25 mid-market show. And people don't know this, we're market number 106, and we have no business being in mid-market. We should be small market based on those places. And for us to get that kind of recognition is, it just blows my mind to this day. So thank you for doing that.
Listen, man. You're a huge reason as to why that happened. you know, you heard you kind of heard Dirty Dave say it earlier that you know, he tuned in early on and he was a fan from previous shows and stations, and he wasn't really into it, didn't think it was going to happen. And we've always asked people, you know, just stick with us, give us a chance. It's not going to be normal. It's not going to be the same. It's not going to be what you're used to. But that's kind of what we prided ourselves on, is that we could do it our way. And there's been days that you weren't here and it wasn't the same. I've had more people in the last two or three days text me, direct message me, call me, and ask what's going to happen with each one of us, with the show, and ask in particular about you. And the funny thing about that is the majority of those people were the same people who are texting me and tweeting me and calling me saying, you got to get that Arky Shea guy off the show because he's ruining everything. He's terrible. He's not funny. He's annoying. He talks too much. He obviously likes some food but can't admit to liking any food product other than beef stroganoff, so he's a liar.
It's the best.
But those same people are the ones that were worried about what's going to happen to you, what's going to happen to the show, what's going to go on. So, I mean, we grew on people because I think we were sort of original. We did it our way. But, I mean, the reality is, man, I couldn't have done this without you. And that's just the honest to God truth. I don't know any other way around it. I couldn't have come in here and pushed those buttons by myself every morning.
You tried. When I was late one day, you tried. It was not good.
Literally just didn't do a show that day.
You were so pissed off that day.
Man, you've been a joy to work with. You really have. I have told people that, you know, this has been, if not the, very close to the most enjoyable. Actually, you know what? There's no reason to hide anything now. The show that I did with Cassio, I still believe was the best show that I've ever done. But it wasn't anywhere near as enjoyable as an environment as this show has been. And I think the show is just as good, if not better. But I've had a lot more fun being here, working for Cumulus, working for the UMP, doing it with you, than I have really any other project that I've worked on. Other than SEC primetime games on Saturday nights. But from a radio perspective, it's been fantastic. You've made this easy. You've made this fun. I tell people each and every day that I don't go to work. I don't have a job. I come in here and I have fun with you. We talk sports. We talk a lot of other random BS, and that's what's made it great. And this show would not have been good, much less great, if some people think that that's what it was, because a lot of people are for some reason telling us that it is. But it wouldn't even have been good without you. So I appreciate all of our listeners. I got my start doing radio in Huntsville. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget the listeners up here. You guys have made it fun. A lot of you hated me at first. A lot of you hated me in the middle. A lot of you hate me now. I don't care. But I've had a great time doing radio in front of you. And I've had a great time doing radio here at the UMP with Arky. So this station's not going anywhere. Arky's not going anywhere. I'm technically going somewhere. But I think everybody's going to be in a good spot moving forward. But Arky, I just want you to know, the listeners in Huntsville, I appreciate you, but more than anything else, thank you for all that you've done for me to help my career and to help me personally. So you're a hell of a friend and you're a hell of a guy.
Roll Tide, man.
I didn't make you beef stroganoff, so I'm sorry. I don't know how.
No more appropriate way to end than you disappointing me. Thanks, Cole.
Thank you, Arky. Thank you, guys. Something's next. I don't know what, but we're out. A lifetime of memory going down the drain. I like to keep stepping, but I can't get past. I know one day soon we'll be hanging out. This is for my homies. This is for my